In our lesson this morning, we see Jesus talking about lost sheep, talking about a lost coin. And I ask you this. Have you ever felt lost? I think all of us some days feel more lost than found, more wrong than right. And maybe we've acted like unthinking sheep and we've wandered off. Maybe we felt like a person who doesn't understand the questions on a math test. And we look around and everyone else in the class has figured it out and finished the test, and we're sitting there still trying to figure those problems out. There are many things that make us feel lost. The sudden loss of a job. Sometimes we have debts and wonder how we'll ever get them paid. A broken marriage can make us feel lost. The loss of a loved one makes us feel lost. Sometimes we feel lost when we lose our patience, when we lose our sense of humor, our integrity, our purpose in life. And it's been suggested that those lost feelings is a longing we have for God's grace, whether we know it or not. And in our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus tells two parables. And the context of these parables, or the reason Jesus tells them, is because the scripture says all the tax collectors and sinners were gathered around Jesus to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the legal experts were disgusted by this. They grumbled to one another and said, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." I think it's interesting in our Gospels, we see Jesus so much of the time eating, drinking, talking, teaching, walking, fishing, hanging out with folks that the Pharisees and the legal experts call sinners. And you might ask yourself, what is a Pharisee? Pharisees were the leading Jewish religious sect of Jesus' time. They believed in following the letter of the law. The word Pharisee comes from the Hebrew word for separate. And so the Pharisees sought to separate themselves out from the social outcast. And in their minds, Jesus must do the same if he's going to get to hang out with them. But Jesus is a friend to whoever will have him. And it just so it turns out to be that these people that want to be around Jesus as the social outcast, the marginalized, the lost, the lonely, these are the folks who become Jesus' disciples. These are the folks who flock to Jesus. The scripture says they're the tax collectors and sinners. And Jesus welcomes them and eats with them. These are the folks that the Pharisees are grumbling about. And I wonder, what if we good church-going folks of today were to see Jesus hosting a party where he invited the drug dealers, the pimps, the pornographers, the muggers, the thieves, sex traffickers, gang leaders, terrorists, unfaithful spouses, those that cheat on their taxes, child abusers, con artists, crooked politicians, white supremacists, greedy Wall Street bankers, I wonder, would we mumble and grumble? Is this the kind of person you want to hang out with? Now, I want you to know, too, that the Pharisees and the other religious leaders were invited to Jesus' parties as well as the poor and the tax collectors. The only problem was they wouldn't stay or wouldn't even go. They didn't want to be around these lowlifes. They kept themselves out. And I wonder, what will we do? And in verse 2, the grumblers say, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. And the word welcome used here literally means host. In other words, Jesus is the host of the sinners, which means Jesus chooses these folks to be his friends. Jesus seeks them out, invites them to be with him. Jesus chooses to hang out with the misfit, the downcast, the castaways that nobody else wants to be around. In Luke 19, verse 10, Jesus declares this, "The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." So in our first parable this morning, Jesus likens himself to a shepherd who goes in search of a lost sheep until he finds it. And if you look through your Bible, you see Old Testament to New, many, many references of God as a shepherd. But by the first century, when Jesus came to be on this earth, and when he's telling this parable, that shepherds weren't very highly thought of. They'd gotten a bad reputation. They were looked at as thieves and trespassers. Most of them were poor. And their occupation as a shepherd was dirty, back-breaking work. So we see an unspoken message in this parable that Jesus, too, is one of the outcasts himself. God came to earth to become a homeless outcast, a person living on the margins, a reject of society. And I ask you, have you ever felt outcast? I have. Have you ever felt like you're being bullied? Have you ever felt like you were left out of a conversation? Have you ever been the only one of your friends who wasn't invited to a party? And as an adult, have you ever felt like you weren't successful? Not as successful as you thought you should be? Do you ever compare yourself with someone else and found yourself wanting? Have you ever tried to make friends with someone who wouldn't even give you the time of day? Jesus stands with the lost of the world, which even includes the Pharisees, even though they don't realize it. So Jesus compares himself to a lowly shepherd who searches for lost sheep until it's found. And then he's so full of joy that he celebrates and throws a party for the one that was lost. And in the second parable, Jesus likens himself to a woman who searches for a lost coin until she finds it. And when she finds it, she calls her friends together and her neighbors and says, "Celebrate with me because I found my lost coin." I want to put this parable in perspective. Think of a one-room little stone house with a dirt floor. Probably has one tiny little door to get in, no windows. So it would be very easy to lose a shiny silver coin in a place like that. And then we need to consider that the money lost was probably a drachma, very small coin. It's not much money in the grand scheme of things, but it was a day's wage for a minimum wage worker. And you might ask, would a businessman, a wealthy person, drop everything they were doing to search for this small coin, this minimum wage? Probably not. But what does the woman do in the story? First, she lights a lamp. Then she sweeps the floor slowly and carefully, looking everywhere for this lost coin. So we see this as a parable of proportions. The well-to-do Pharisees looked at this coin as just peanuts, not worthy of their time. But even the smallest of the small is important to God. It's not only worth the search, its discovery is worth a celebration, a big old party of epic proportion. You know, that's how God looks at you. That's how God looks at me. And it's been written and noted that no Pharisee would have ever dreamed of a God like this. As a matter of fact, the Pharisees thought God wanted to obliterate the lost, the unclean, the sinners. And they thought this is the way it should be. It's kind of what we see in today's society. I'm sure many of you have heard of the Westboro Baptist Church. They have similar beliefs, as do some other religious organizations. A great Jewish scholar has admitted that this absolute radical new thing which Jesus has taught about a God is unthinkable to them, that God would actually search for us rather than us search for God. But this is who our God is. And we find this only through Jesus Christ, God become flesh, who came to seek and to save that which was lost. You know, there's nothing more humbling than that feeling of being lost. And there's nothing more joyful than the experience of being found. We need to remember that we are the sinners and Jesus is the host. He invites us. He serves us. And we are found as we come and joyfully join in his party. And how could we not rejoice? Because we have a God that loves us. And loves us with such a grace as this. Amen.